You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Hello, that was John Elliott Gardiner conducting Christoph Gluck's Overture to Orfeo at Eurydice with the orchestra of the Opera de Lyon. Now, Christoph Willibald Gluck, the man who thought drama every bit as important as music and opera, though I suspect the seed had been sown by Handel, who, by the way, had little regard for Gluck's music. "My cook understands more about counterpoint than he does," he sniffed, "though it might not have been without a touch of sour grapes." Gluck, a generation younger than Handel, introduced a simpler and shorter form of opera than anything Handel had written himself. "You have taken too much trouble over your opera," he grandly informed the up-and-coming Gluck. "Here in England, that is mere waste of time. What the English like is something they can beat time to, something that hits them straight on the drum of the ear." He had obviously scant regard for the English. First performed in Italian with a castrato, singing the title role of Orfeo in Vienna in 1762. It opened 12 years later in Paris as Orfeo et Eurydice, this time with a countertenor instead of a hapless castrato singing Orfeo. The French might have been enthusiastic guillotiners, but they were decidedly squeamish about castrated singing. Anne-Sophie von Otter takes on the role of the inconsolable Orfeo as he realizes he has lost his chance to lead Eurydice out of Hades.
Thank you.
J'ai perdu mon Eurydice, was sung by Anne Sophie von Otter happily. For those of us in the audience, the supine form of Eurydice is revived by Amore, and both she and Orphe return to earth, where all the shepherds join in a bucolic dance in joyful celebration of the triumph of love and faith. Now, earlier I mentioned Handel's somewhat belligerent, spiteful remarks about Gluck, but the fact was London audiences are tired of his long operas, badly behaved singers, and all in incomprehensible Italian. After all, the English have always been decidedly unenthusiastic about learning foreign languages, and so, being the consummate entrepreneurial man of business, he took to writing and producing oratorios in English, and cheaper to mount, too. Handel's oratorio Theodora was the first to be performed at Covent Garden in 1750. It was a great success. An American soprano, Dawn Upshaw, in the role of Theodora, sings Ever Bright and Fair from a live performance at Glyndebourne in 1996, a year when I must have shaken and stirred at least 1,000 or so dry martinis in my restaurant. Dawn Upshaw singing Ever Bright and Fair from Handel's oratorio Theodora. Actually, many of Handel's oratorios are nowadays produced as operas, and another exquisite aria is to be heard in the last of his oratorios, Jephtha, written the following year when at 65 Handel was struck blind. Waft her angels through the skies. Jephtha, from the Book of Judges, made a vow to God that should he win a battle against that Ammonites, he would sacrifice the first person to walk out of the door, and needless to say, it was his daughter. Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, but I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take back my vow. British tenor Nigel Robson sings, Waft her angels through the skies.
Thank you.
Wafter Angels Through the Skies, sung by Nigel Robson. Now, keeping to the subject of angels and having earlier listened to Anne-Sophie von Otter sing J'ai perdu mon Eurydice, I found it an interesting thought to hear her switch to a different genre and sing from an album she recorded with Elvis Costello for the Stars back in the year 2000.
Long awaited darkness falls, casting shadows on the walls. In the twilight hour I am alone, sitting near the fireplace, dying embers warm my face. In this peaceful solitude, all the outside world subdued, everything comes back to me again. In the gloom, passing through my room, half awake and half in dreams, seeing long forgotten scenes. So the present runs into the past, now and then become entwined, playing games within my mind, like the embers as they die. Love was one prolonged goodbye, and it all comes back to me. Passing through my room, I close my eyes and my twilight images go by. Passing through my by. like an angel passing through my room.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Brazilian pianist Ira Baez playing Topazio Liquido by my dear old Ernesto Nazareth. I say dear old Ernesto because I have loved, listened and even played his piano music for over 40 years now. An essentially sad man who made a living playing in the silent movie houses of Rio de Janeiro. He ultimately took his own life by a waterfall where both his wife and daughter had accidentally drowned some years earlier. Mind you, he was 70 when he did it. So from waterfalls in South America to waterfalls in the Valley of Wales. Beth i'r haf i mi. My Welsh isn't perfect, I admit that. A melody first noted towards the end of the 18th century and passed on to a certain Dr. Crutch of Oxford, whose collection of melodies was serendipitously rediscovered in a second-hand bookstall in Bangor in the early 20th century. What is summer to me? Only bleak winter and tears in flood since I lost you. Midsummer is nothing to me if my poor heart is broken in two. Dear love, though you foolishly went away, say you'll come back again. Then there will be for me lovely summer and more blissful days.
Be
Bethachaf I Mi, sung by Welsh soprano Elin Manahan and accompanied by Catherine Finch, the soaring yet mellifluous tones of Elin Manahan Thomas. You might recall singing at the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle back in May 2018, The Eternal Source of Light Divine by Handel, although I must own not to having seen the wedding. A similar soprano voice from a generation earlier is the great Dame Emma Kirkby, whom I saw just a few years ago singing at the Cervantes Theatre in Malaga, and a wonderful performance, almost upstage though, by a very enthusiastic woman dressed questionably in a brown and beige tracksuit who persisted in shouting "Olé!" very excitedly in an extraordinarily deep voice. Exult in God in every land, Emma Kirkby sings with the English Baroque soloists with John Elliot Gardner in charge, from Bach's Cantata No. 51, Jauzit Gott in allen Landen.
Oh,
Jazzed Gott in Alan Landon from Bach's Cantata No. 51, and in complete contrast to the pure clarity of the Baroque soprano, to the drama of romantic Uruguayan bass baritone Erwin Schrott, the extremely handsome and dashing ex-husband of Russian soprano Anna Netrebko, sings here the triumphant Votre Toast, Je peux vous le rendre, commonly known as the Toreador song from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen.
Signore, cara me le soledad. Dileta ero, beso d'otre, por plesir il sol y comar. Plesir que plese sur de fete, plesir que pledi o tomar. Espectatel, perdo la tete, el espectatel s'aterpel ag la fraca. Apostrophe, Christ, abage, pose, jusque sur la fidèle, car c'est la fête du courage, c'est la fête du chant du cœur. Oh, accordé, allons, allons, toréador, regarde, toréador, songe bien, oui, songe à combattant, quand le noir te regarde, et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
Silence, à qui se passe-t-il?
L'idée qui cherche, l'idée qui se lasse, et ton silence en bandissant d'Italie. Silence, il entre et frappe, à chèvre à rôle, entre notre pique à bord. À bravo taro, il de la folle, et ton il y a, et frappe à cœur. C'est quoi ces batteries, plein de fidèles, il faut les cirques pleins de sang, en ces eaux, en fragiles grilles, c'est à tour maintenant, oh, à carré, à l'eau, à l'eau, toi, adore, regarde, toi, adore. Songe bien, oui, songe à combattant, quand l'œil noir te regarde, que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
Musical Ramblings presented by Francis Butler.
The Toreador song was followed by another of Georges Bizet's compositions, La Lesienne, The Girl from Ars, written as incidental music to Alphonse Daudet's play of the same name in 1872. Sadly, critical acclaim was forever to slip through Bizet's dexterous fingers, and he was only destined for posthumous fame, which ironically arrived just a few months after his untimely death at the age of 38. However, Paris was very much kinder to Georges Massenet, who in 1885 bedazzled Parisian. That's the way Hollywood pronounces Parisian. I always enjoyed his Parisian audiences with his glitzy production of Le Cid, a souped-up spectacular opera based on the exploits of legendary Spanish hero and 11th century knight Rodrigo Díaz de Vivar, otherwise known as El Cid. Actually, I'm reminded how in the early 1990s, Granada Television produced a series called El Cid, starring Alfred Molina and John Byrd. And the mayor at the time, Jesus Gil, thinking it was to be a series about Rodrigo Díaz de Vivar, El Campeón, offered the free services of the local police, the Guardia Civil, the lot, carte blanche, only to discover months later the absurd irony that they were not so much fighting the Moors of Spain, but the presence of English gangsters on the Costa del Sol. And so, poor old Jesus Gil was a done for there. So let us end on Castellan, a musical interlude from El Cid. Almost in the manner of Gilbert and Sullivan, it's a jolly little piece and a good one to end the show on. So goodbye and until next week.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.